Good evening, and welcome to another episode of 5-Minute Coffee Break with Mimi. I'm so glad you could join me today, and I hope that you're all doing well. Well, Saints, we will continue on in our series, 12 Days of Affirmations, and today is day number 11. And on today's episode, we will discuss, you are favored by God, 24/7, 365. So stay tuned for the episode, Saints, and be blessed. Welcome back, Saints. Saints, I want to start off reading what favor is as a definition. And it reads, and I quote, to show partiality toward, to give support or confirmation to afford advantages for success, and also gracious kindness, end quote. Saints, I want you all to know that you are favored by God, and you do not have to ask for favor. You are favored in the eyes of our great God. And reading the scriptures, Psalm chapter 5, verse 12 reads, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield. There is not a day that goes by that God does not have his hands on you, as we are children of God. God has got our back 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. Psalm chapter 84, verse 11 reads, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Saints, I would like you to ask yourself this question. In what ways have you noticed God's favor in your life? Have you noticed any special treatment shown to you at work? Have you been given a promotion that you did not know you were qualified for, or that you weren't qualified for? And instead of God giving a promotion to your colleague, he gave it to you instead. Have you received a financial blessing that you were not expecting? Have you asked God for a certain business deal to go through, and after months or years of working and waiting and praying, God denied you of your original request? He closed the door completely, but then thereafter, he blessed you with a better business deal to go through, which was in his perfect timing and at the right time for the blessing to occur. When you walk into a room, do you notice more attention being shown to you in a positive way, where people are bending over backwards to introduce themselves to you and to see how they may help you? Lastly, have you prayed for a certain desire to come into fruition, and God allowed the desire to come to you in such a way that everything fell into place so smoothly, where you did not have much legwork to do, and a blessing came much sooner than expected? Saints, these are examples of the power and favor of God. And I could go on and on of how God blesses you through favor. Psalm chapter 90, verse 17 reads, may the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Saints, I want you to know that God loves you. And each and every day, he wants to see you, as well as me, blessed. We are all King's kids, and favor rests on us. Everybody may not like that you are favored. You may get some nasty looks or some stares, but don't let the evilness of others detour you from walking in favor. I want you to continue to pray for those other individuals while continually stand tall in the blessing of favor which was given to you by our great God. A well-known pastor once said, and I quote, favor ain't fair. End quote. Remember that. So thank God for the favor and the blessings and the miracles God has placed in your life. And always remember, saints, that you are favored by God 24/7, 365. Saints, I hope that you've enjoyed day number 11 of our 12 days of affirmations. And on day number 12, our last day, we will discuss God is orchestrating your life according to His perfect will and plan. So I hope that you will join me for the last episode of this series and continue to stay blessed, stay positive, and stay tuned. And thank you once again for your support. Have a blessed evening. Thank you.